And this is The Science Show on ABC Radio National, Radio Australia, and streamed through computers from Dublin to Dubbo. And on Thursday this week, a marvellous new movie about Charles Darwin was released in Australia. Creation. Margaret Pomerantz gave it 4 stars. Dan Keogh was at the preview.
Since celebrating the Year of Darwin in 2009, there's been dozens of documentaries, books, and exhibitions on the great man and his great idea. So, can a major feature film about the life of Charles Darwin possibly bring anything new to light? Well, refreshingly, yes. Creation presents a unique perspective on the life of Darwin by focusing on the intimate workings of his marriage, household, and even his mind. Set around the decade of the 1850s, the film unfolds in what is perhaps the least charismatic era of his life. There's barely a mention of Charles as the incessantly curious naturalist adventuring aboard the Beagle, and the film closes with the completion of the first manuscript, so there's none of the post-publishing fallout. Wedged in between is a period where Darwin was chronically ill, absent as a father, distant as a husband, and troubled as a human. And it's in this condition that we watch him struggle to complete his famous work, The Origin of Species. The film doesn't cover much of the science, but instead it lets the relationships of his life take centre stage. Emma Darwin, the devoted Christian and mother, is engaged in a spiritual conflict with her husband over what the impact his research will have on her faith. Meanwhile, Darwin's supporters, Huxley and Hooker, claim that this theory will completely remove God from the equation, if he'd only just hurry up and publish the damn thing. But it's something deeper that troubles this tortured genius, and that's the death of his eldest and most beloved daughter, Annie. Darwin is haunted by visions and memories of the young girl, who is a constant reminder of the cruelty of natural selection.
That's why you won't talk to Mama anymore.
Enough of this. Enough of it. I talk to her, of course I talk
to her.
What
about the important things? What about me?
Why must everything always be about you?
Because that's what you won't talk to her about.
What?
About how you think you're responsible.
Get out of here. You get out of here. Get out!
You said honesty was the most important thing in the world. If you won't be honest, then I won't come again. And it'll serve you right.
Get out! Please, get out! Get out!
The film paints Darwin as more than just a scientist, but a human of deep emotions, troubled by the conflicts of his time. Though there are many, the battle that dominates this film is the one between science and religion. Charles can't reconcile the teachings of the local reverend with the facts of biology and geology. The more he protests against the church, the more he damages the relationship with his wife. Because their struggle lies deeper than the origin of man, but with what their beliefs mean for their lost daughter. Will her soul reside in heaven, or was she the victim of nature's own struggle?
Do you think that I'm deaf and blind? You've lived with her, and you have spoken with her every day since she died. She is more real to you than we are. She is dead, Charles.
I know she's dead.
She is dead! Why can you not leave our poor girl in her grave?
You're the one who wants to keep her alive, but on a cloud, dancing with little fairies.
I will not listen
to
this.
In a night shift and snowy white wings. Is that how a death was for you, Emma? Something dotted of darkness.
Get away from me.
Away from you, Emma? There is a gulf between us, and we're like some survivors of some shipwreck.
Yes, yes, because of you! You've torn everything apart!
How?
With your cruel theories!
With the truth, Emma, just with the truth. Open the door! Open the door! Open this door!
The film isn't just a battle between science and religion. It's much more than that. What's unique about this is that it reveals the many conflicts that were at the heart of Darwin's life and work. Here was a man who'd spend years collecting data to support his theory, while simultaneously putting his complete faith in hocus-pocus water cures. A man who understood that inbreeding weakened a species' fitness, and yet he was in love with his first cousin. A man who understood the cruel nature of natural selection, but was so tortured by its application to his own offspring. Paul Bettany is gripping as Darwin, and Jennifer Connelly as Emily does well given the limited range of her character. The only misfire in the casting is of Toby Jones as Thomas Huxley, who portrays the great biologist as quite diminutive and toad-like, which is a complete historical inaccuracy. As a whole, the narrative is uncomfortably disjointed. Memories, visions, and reality blur awkwardly as you're thrust back and forth through time, with your only reference point being Darwin's receding hairline. The erratic narrative and the awkward role that the supernatural plays can keep you at a distance, but once you get your groundings on when and where you are, the film is heartfelt and actually really engaging. Scenes between Emma and Charles are incredibly raw and powerful, and the warmth shared between the father and daughter relationship is uplifting in what can be quite gloomy at times. But the lead performance by Bettany gives you an insight on Darwin that you just won't find anywhere else.
Daniel Keogh with that review of Creation, which opened this week, and another review as well on Movie Time, ABC Radio National. And next week, I'll talk to John Colley about some of the scientific ideas behind his film.